Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I've been thinking of late, quite a number of things, you know. It's like the older you become, the clearer you see God. That's if you are one of those looking for Him. We were ministering on the topic at the conference. Come, all things are prepared. Great speakers. Then God began to show me something from that. So I just speak a little bit from that. Although again, it was what He has been showing me the Spirit applied to that. Because I've been on this for quite a while, really. I've been on it for a while. For I bought that pastor until through the journey. I didn't let her. She enjoyed the journey because she was traveling. Not because I was sitting by her. I disturbed her throughout. I said, can you see this? Can you see this? Look at this. Because God was just kind of showing me certain things. I'll just take a bit of it and just share. John chapter 15. I'll read from verse 1. If they say amen. Okay. People to my right are more there than people to my left. So if you're there, say amen. Okay, now I can hear their voices. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. I've shared this several times here, but for the sake of those who are just hearing me share from here for the first time, when I would get to verse 3, I wondered. I think the problem is that of culture. Because sometimes when you want to get a context of what you're reading, you need to consider the culture. Now, he was talking of the vine. And so in their culture, vine played a big role. When you have a garden of vine, then you are a rich man because you'll be able to make wine, you'll be able to, like I said, the fruits make wine. I mean, you tend your vineyard very well. Now, he talks about the branch that will produce fruit. I talked about the branch that produces fruit and one that wasn't producing fruit, rather. And he said the one that would not be producing fruit at the time, he would take up, or the one that's not producing right now, he would take, he uses the word take away, or the phrase take away. And then the one that will bear fruit, he will purge it, that is, he will trim it. That's another word we use for it. It will prune. And the reason for pruning is to produce more fruit. So, what's the taking away bit there? The impression we normally will have is that he cuts them off. It's not true. Because if you read further, verse 4, abide in me, then verse 5, I'm divine. If a man abide in me, verse 6, if a man abide not in me. Now, the branch that is producing fruit is in him. The one that is not producing is in him. So what's this thing about taking away? Because the one that does not abide, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, and then you ask whatever I will and shall be done for you. So I was looking at that, and what really got me thinking about this is the verse 3, really. It says, every branch that bears fruit, that doesn't bear fruit, he takes it away. The one that bears, he prunes. The verse 3 says, now you are clean. How does that relate? I believe the Bible is to be read to be understood. How do we relate to these two? How do we say, I am the vine, you are the branches. My Father is the vineyard dresser, is the keeper, is the farmer, is the owner. But you see, I am the vine, you are the branches. And so you are the ones that bear fruit. The ones of you who are not bearing fruit, it takes away. What does that mean? Oh, dead? No. The one that bears fruit, he prunes to produce more. Hello? Now, if you go to the processes of the vine dressing, as it were, you discover, I read this from the commentary, and of course from, you know, we have pastors too. One of my pastors that I follow very closely, Jack Efford. And he clearly stated there that I went into studying the Strong's and the branches get so heavy with fruits sometimes, and they sag. If they touch the ground, the ability to produce begin to diminish. You say, what? Because every rain, we cause sand to cover it, and then it will develop mildew. Praise God. So in other words, this is one branch, this is another. The essence of branches to bear fruit. That's why I say, you are the branches. And so this one now is struggling and is touching the ground. You can imagine the ants, the bugs, the mildew that will cover it with every rain. And so it's going to keep on rotting, still though alive. And so it cannot produce very much. So there are quite a number of people in the body who are meant to be producing, but they're not. They are probably on the ground. But you see, the real reason we are in the body is to produce. So for those, and look at the first ones he addressed, the ones who are not producing like they should. Can you see the compassion of God? Can you see his compassion? I'll probably judge those who are not producing straight away. But he's God. So the first thing is for those who are not producing. You should be producing. And so, what do they do? What does it mean to take? He picks, they pick them off the ground. And that's what they interpret as take away. Go check some other version of the Bible. You get it clearly. So they pick them off the ground. And what do they do first? You bring water and wash away the sand and the ants and the bugs and the mildews. Then you bind it to the stem in a way that it doesn't touch the ground anymore. Then you can still produce. Then it begins to produce. Then what about the one producing? Oh, the master is happy with the one producing. So he'll point to produce more. That's why verse 3 now says, but you are now, you are clean through the word. So you understand why they're clean now. You have been put in a position to produce. You are not touching the ground. You are clean. You are bound to the body. Apart from that, you are a branch on the body. You are bound to it where you cannot touch the ground anymore. And you are clean. The word cleans you. The word cleanses you. Not only that, the more we get into the word, the more productive we are for the kingdom, and the more productive we are for our lives, the less we do, the more we seep into the word. Isn't that what the Bible means? That says that we should, say, renew your mind daily with the washing of the water. As for the word. So that's why it says, now you are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. Hallelujah. Then the next verse. So now you see that he positions us to have products, to produce. And can I tell you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God knows I'm not mincing words and I'm not bashful about it, your life will never be without fruits. In the name of Jesus. That's why you come into his presence all the time. Whether in your church or here. Hallelujah. And every time you get into the Bible, you get into his presence. Every time you're praying and read your Bible at home, you get into his presence. You cannot but produce fruits. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now, verse 4, abide in me, and I in you. This is the crux of what I'm going to say today. I'm almost through. As the branch cannot, yeah, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Can I stretch it now? Not stretching it so necessarily. Can I explain it rather? Not stretching it. Can I explain it properly? Now, fornicators and adulterers and liars and gossipers, you have their portion in the lake of fire. Is that the Bible? Come on, talk to me. Is that the Bible? Now, what impression did that tell you? Did that give you? I'm going to fight not to be a fornicator. I'm going to fight not to be an adulterer. I'm going to fight not to be a liar. I'm going to fight not to be, which is true. But he's not asking you to fight. Will you let him live through you? So, in other, what I'm saying is this: you cannot get healed except he heals you. You can't lay hands and get anybody healed except he heals through you. You cannot avoid fornication when the devil is pulling you except you yield yourself for him to live that life through you. Is somebody hearing me? Are you saying we should fornicate? No, that's it. The Bible says hell. But is it possible not to live above it? Of course it is possible. When you know that it's not your power, it's the more you allow him. My great-great-great-great-grandfathers died poor. I've been struggling. That's the problem. It's you. Won't you let him go through you? Won't you realize that you are a branch? You are not the vine. Is it possible to live a holy life? That's what I'm saying. Yes. Is it possible to live above sickness? Yes. Is it possible to live above fear? Yes. Above failure? Yes. How? Let him live through you. Help me tap him on the shoulder. I'm almost through. Pastor, is it possible? What do you mean, is it possible? Haven't you read in the book of Mark, with man this is impossible, but not never with God all things are, if God says it is possible, then let's go back and see what we're doing wrong. Now you see why your body will be healed this morning. In the name of Jesus. Hello? How did you read in your Bible? How did you read it in your Bible? How does it read in your Bible? I am the vine, verse 5. You are the branches. You are the branches. In other words, you are a conduit for my life. You are a conduit for my nature. You are a conduit for my character. When you have no Christ in your life, when you were not born again, you thought you were doing it yourself. You are not doing it yourself. You are a conduit for the devil and the spirit of the world. There's never a time that is you. Have you read before in the Great House there are many vessels? Have you read that in the Bible before? Can you see that victory indeed is ours? I'm believing God for some strange things. I know why I'm believing God, because I know they are possible. And you know why? I know what? I'm getting results already. I realize that I've been shortchanging myself because of lack of understanding of the word. The Bible is clear. God speaking. He said, no word that is coming out of my mouth will turn to me void. Shall accomplish the purpose for which I have sent it. Just like the rains will come, and the snow, and the dew, and the water the ground. Hello? Causing the seeds to bud and to grow, so that they give seed to the planter, and fruit to the eater. So such are the words, or such are my words, that have gone out from my mouth. They will never. That's God. What makes me think that he was just talking? Wasn't just talking. So if I can find what his word is saying about me, then I expect results in the name of Jesus. How? Look at the principles. Without him, you can do. And what makes it interesting is that somebody, it wasn't a reported language. Jesus was speaking directly. He said, without me, Abba, Lord of Jesus, may I not continue without him? He said, but you're born again. I'm born again. Positionally, I'm in him. What about my actions and my thoughts? What about most of the things? A lot of times I launch myself to get what I want. I forget that I'm in him. And I struggle. You know what David said? You wonder why David was such a huge success? He said, the Lord I've kept always before me. He's always by my side. Given that at the time, the Spirit of God was not in man, but he was always with man and on man. Hallelujah. See, he's always on my side. So that's my right hand. I shall not be moved. So in other words, consciousness of this principle that Jesus, of this truth rather, that Jesus said, is enough. Live conscious, I feel the fire. Because I feel the fire. Can you see that Christianity is not a child's play? The truth is we all struggle with stuff here and there. With sin, with habits, with sickness. Come on. With poverty, with fear, with failure. But it shouldn't be so. That's what I'm saying. God given the grace, we'll continue on Sunday. What shall we say a little more? I can see you're not smoking. Listen. Thank you. Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge. I'm talking about me now. For my soul. Needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? That's what drove me to this place. And it's making me see more and more every day. And as I said, the older you become, the lonelier you get. And the richer it becomes with God. But if you don't have God, you're in trouble. You just discover that your children have their lives to live. Hello. Needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to? So, but when you discover this kind of thing, then you begin to sing, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. It says God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smile on me. He's been good to me. If you remember Philippians 2:13, it begins by saying, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling," and that gives the impression that I've got to do it myself, master. Yes, we are not saying don't do it yourself, but how do you define yourself? Christ in me. So he started by saying, work out the salvation with fear and trembling. But before that verse closed, he said, for it is God. It is God that works in time. But to we. We know that God respects the will of man. But what about the man in Christ? How do you define his will? It is God that worketh in me both to will and to do. Can you now see that you can never be short of doing? You can never be short of willing. Exploit can never be your problem. You are a child of God. Gone are the days where you spend your whole night thinking about demons and demons and demons and trouble and trouble and witches and witches. Ah, now you spend the whole night thinking about Jesus. Hey! He said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost that dwells inside of you? I see, one interesting thing about this is that the passage, when we got into the passage, it opens by saying, I am. When God says I am, get ready for a miracle. I mean it. When God is self-revealing, he won't leave that place the way he meant it. Whether it's in the Old Testament or in the New Testament. I feel the fire. So every anomaly in your system, I rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic attack on your life and your system, your marriage, your children, your husbands, your wives, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Every assigned demon against your business, against your health, against your ministry, against your Christian work, by the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary, I obliterate them now in the name of Jesus. I declare your freedom in the name of Jesus. I declare your liberty in the name of Jesus. I declare boldly, you will be fruitful in your life in the name of Jesus. Every distraction of hair, I arrest right now in the name of Jesus. Any trap wherewith you have been trapped at, I destroy in the name of Jesus. I decree your freedom, your liberty in the name of Jesus. I say go and prosper in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. He didn't just shed that blood for nothing. I declare your healing in the name of Jesus. I declare your healing in the name of Jesus. I declare your healing in the name of Jesus. I declare a fulfilled life in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. And everything stolen, I command sevenfold return. In the name of Jesus. I said the devil made a mistake. Trying you, he made a mistake. I said the blood of Jesus will continue to speak for you. I declare your liberty. I declare your fullness. I declare your completeness. I declare your freedom. I declare your righteousness. I declare your peace. I declare your joy. I declare the love of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody's expecting a bountiful harvest. I am in the name of Jesus. I am in the name of Jesus. Every time the devil attempts me, I get ready because some big things are coming my way. I see some big things are coming my way. If that's your case, let me hear a big shout of amen. Well, I'll leave the rest to Sunday. But don't forget, the moment he appeared to Abraham, he said, I am. That was the end. Within a year, the baby came. He said, I am the Almighty. Hey! The devil is in trouble.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.